When issues arise that involve your children, you will need to work together to resolve them. When the parents are offering the opposite solution just to be difficult, it only hurts the child more. For example, if you have a high school student that has been cutting school, you need to come up with a course of action to make them responsible. If one parent thinks it is a big deal and the other parent doesn't mind, then it becomes an ongoing issue. Children of divorced parents are going to follow the guidelines of the parent that is in their favor on set issues. I guess you can say it is one of the few perks that children of divorced couples are able to exercise. Yet, this can lead to many more issues down the road. So instead of using the children to drive your ex-spouse crazy, find ways to work as a team to do what is in the best interest of your children. Never, under any circumstances, should you be passing messages to your ex-spouse through your children. That isn't their responsibility, and too often these children are being told to say things they don't want to repeat. You also don't want to be asking your children for information when they return from a visit. It is fine to ask them what they did and if they had a good time. However, you will be overstepping the boundaries if you are asking specific questions. They shouldn't have to tell you what was said, who was around, and other details of their time together with the other parent. If you are having a hard time coming to terms with your divorce, seek professional counseling. You will be able to walk or work through your emotions and set goals for your future. You don't want to dwell on what has taken place or suppress your feelings. You want to be able to have a good life and to be there for your children in a positive way. Make sure you always stop to consider how our actions are going to affect your children before you engage in them.